In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts. Welcome back, everybody, to Nikki Marie Radio. I couldn't go another day without talking about this. As you all know, I'm living in New York, and I'm on vacation right now in Miami. But I always try to stay connected because I'm part of the New York Justice League, and I saw that there is, or there was a protest going on regarding an incident that occurred in Brooklyn at a nail salon. So there's two nail salons, which is Happy Red Apple Nails, which is on 1426 Nordstrom Avenue, and then there's Beautiful Red Happy Nails. Both of those locations, I believe, were closed down. So there's a video that went viral, and this video was posted on Facebook, and there were obviously a racial issue. It was viewed 750,000 times, and a few people came together and they wanted the businesses closed. Now, I'm going to tell you what I know so far and also my opinion, and again, you can agree or disagree. So, a 58-year-old grandmother has been going to Happy Red Nails or Happy Red Apple Nails for a little over 10 years, I believe, and she was going there frequently, and I believe also taking her granddaughter. Apparently, there was a dispute, and I've seen the video. I'm not sure how it started, but it didn't look real. Like, I couldn't believe that someone would go into an establishment and get this type of treatment. Now, the granddaughter, who I believe is 21, she was getting her eyebrows done, and one of the workers messed up her eyebrows. So they said that her eyebrows were basically nearly removed, so she didn't want to pay for it. I believe it was $5. Now, I do go to a lot of Asians to get my nails done and to get my eyebrows done. And it's mostly because it's convenient. It has nothing to do with black or white. It's just a convenience because of my location. It's right there. It's a hop, skip, and a jump. And I've been going to that same place for, I would say, about 5-6 years. And I've never been treated unjustly or felt any type of way, but this establishment obviously needed to be closed. I mean, they were hitting these women with broomsticks and probably whatever else they could put their hands on, and I believe one of the girls that got her eyebrows done was cut on the arm or something like that. There was a picture that was taken. Then there was acetone thrown in someone's face. And I could see in the video that it was kind of like a squirt bottle, and it looked like one of the ladies was squirting someone. And so I found out that two people got arrested. The employee there was an employee that got arrested. It says that the charges are felony assault and three misdemeanor charges of menacing, criminal possession, and a weapon, and harassment. And then the 21-year-old was charged with assault, menacing, and harassment. So now that we have this protest, right, there's 150 demonstrators. And I hate the fact that this is a black issue or an Asian issue. Apparently there's tension between the black and Asian communities. And I have a lot of different, you know, makeups of people in my family. I have someone who is Asian in my family. And I just feel like as much as we stand together to protest when something is unjust to us as black people, why can't we stand together even more to support each other, support black-owned businesses? It seems to be a convenience situation. When something goes wrong, we're willing to stand together. But when something is right and doing good for the community, we want to be against it. So I'm just trying to wrap my head around how we think as black people. There have been plenty of times where I ask people to support this person, support that person, or support me in my business. And I've never gotten that support from my own community. So here we are, trying to stand together once again to say black dollars matter, or black lives matter, or, you know, let's close this place down because our sisters or our community has been done wrong again. So we stand together, but we can't stand together in success. So a lot of us black-owned businesses fail because we don't have the support of our black community. A lot of black-owned businesses can't even be created because blacks don't have the access to capital. And local communities are not supporting black startup businesses. Unfortunately, we either have bad credit, we can't get a loan, whatever the situation is, but why can't we stand together in success? Not just when it's convenient because someone hit a black person of a different race, from a different race, or thrown acetone in someone's face, or shot our child walking down the street with a hood on. Why can't we stand together when it's good times, not just for the bad times? We have to stop being hypocrites to each other. Stand together when it matters every single day, not just when it's convenient to fight for injustice. I want you to think about that long and hard. Think about how you can do something to better your community even when times are not bad. When situations are great, happy, we just stop. How many of us forgotten or haven't even brought up Trayvon Martin? Like, what are we doing here? When things are bad, we're standing together. When people are doing well, where are you? I can't see you. I only see you when times are difficult and we have to band together because one of us is getting shot, murdered, beaten by the police, or beaten by someone of a different race. Stand together now, every day. Not in protest. Not just in protest. But in love, embracing each other, appreciating each other, doing more for our community. Let's build our credit. Let's come together. Like, if you need $5, I'll give it to you. If it's gonna help you build something positive in our community and give back to our community in a positive way, let's stand together. And for all those people who are trying to turn this LeBron James into a negative, shame on you. He's trying to do good. Even if it's for his own community, you have to start within your own community first before you can go outside of your community and try to make things better for other communities. Within your own is where you start first. Let's try to see how we can do that together, not just in times of injustice. And I'll leave you with that thought. Build your credit. Build equity, or build yourself. You know, people have very low self-esteem. Look within yourself. Don't be afraid to take that leap of faith into being an entrepreneur. It's hard, but so is life and everything else. But to be an entrepreneur and have your own business and say that this is yours and you're giving back to the community, that's awesome and fulfilling in every way imaginable. So let's stand together.